like in love, baby. I said, it ain't nothing like in love, baby.
What's up? It's Creative Speech Media. We are on Vibing with Cree. Today I'm here with Justin Demond.
What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for having me.
I am so happy to have you here. And as I was telling him before we started rolling, that I'm always excited to meet new R&B artists, especially new male artists, because I feel like they, you know, South Carolina is a really hidden gem. So I love to know them all, and I'm actually disappointed that I'm just now finding out about him. Y'all are not on y'all job, okay? And I don't like that.
And she don't like that, period.
Yes, so I was actually like looking at your Instagram page, and I saw you posted something saying that, you know, 10 years ago you started your journey. So yes. I wanted to tell us more about that.
10 years ago. 10 years has been a long time. So 10 years ago, yeah, I started my journey singing. I was actually in a boy band called First Class. We were signed to an independent label back home called Down East Music. Mm. It consists of me, my cousin Robert, and my cousin Keon. And, you know, we was, you know, a little popping locally. We had a little couple of joints, but it just unfortunately didn't work out like we planned on it to work out. So 10 years now, you know, I'm doing my first solo EP called The One That I Live For. That's going to be available sometime in December. And I'm also, you know, branching out as a solo artist. And I'm dropping my new single, Yes No, Midnight Tonight. So make sure that you guys cop that.
Yes, that's so dope. I think it's so dope when I hear people coming from bands. Bands kind of remind me of being on choirs a tad bit. Yeah. So, you know, when you're dealing with different personalities, it can be a lot.
Who you tell? Them boys had some egos and we weren't even signed. Man.
Wow. So, what were you like? Were you the troublemaker? Or you're like, everybody calm down?
I was like, duh. Because out of all of the boys, I was the only one that was working, you know, I was working at McDonald's. So I was more like the guy that made sure we got the practice, got our clothes and stuff together. I was just a chill, cool guy. I didn't cause no trouble. I knew my part. I ain't try to become bigger than the group. I played my position, and that was it.
We just don't see bands anymore.
No.
And I hate it. Don't. I miss the days of 112, Jagged Edge, yeah. Silk. Mint Condition,
yes.
Like the list goes on.
B2K.
Oh yes, bring boy bands back. Yeah. Y'all boys get it together. No,
you're right.
So tell us, like, how long have you been singing? Because there's like, you know, there's singing, knowing how to sing, and then there's, hey, I'm gonna actually do this professionally. So when did you realize you had like a love for singing?
I was 3 years old.
Wow.
No joke. No, I ain't even, no cap, 3 years old. Singing is something that's really in my blood. I didn't just see Usher on the TV one day or heard Trey Songz on the radio and was like, I want to do that. Nah, I was born into this.
Yes. No cap. Yeah. Born into this.
I was born this way.
Yes. I love to hear it. So, like, did you have, like, a lot of adults gassing you?
My mama. That's my baby. You better sing, boy. You better sing. She used to come and tell me at church because I used to be so mad because I was 5 going on when I was 18 still singing in the youth choir. So I'm the oldest one. She used to come downstairs. You going to make your mama proud. I'm like, well, you going to make me proud one day by getting me off this youth choir. Like, I'm ready to branch out. Like, girl, I can't keep singing with these little kids.
Yes. Let me in, coach.
Yeah, let me in, coach. I work for the big boy league.
Yes. So, like, when did you join the youth choir?
When I was 5.
Okay, so you've been doing this for a while.
Yes. And then my cousin used to make me feel bad because, like, my cousins, them, like, with my mom family, we either good at basketball or we good at singing. See, I wasn't like my cousin, though, so I wasn't good at basketball. I was good at singing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't be, you know, hating on y'all when y'all be on the court doing y'all thing. So when I'm at church doing my thing, don't be trying to say, oh, you think you all that. Because my talent's getting recognized by the little old ladies. I'm getting all the extra peppermints.
Yeah, they was mad. They wanted more candy.
They was hating.
And they wanted more hugs.
Exactly.
Too. Don't hate.
Appreciate.
Yes. I love to hear it. And I'm I have this theory that, I mean, I'm biased, but I have a theory that mostly everybody who has sung, grew up singing in church are the best musicians. I grew up, I'm like a hobby artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be doing this for a career, but almost everybody I know that is like really great and versatile, mm-hmm. they got their start in the church. And I just mm-hmm. feel like it's like you can't help but pick up that energy. You mm-hmm. learn so much. Like, yeah. And I heard from another artist, he was telling me that learning how to be structured and having to work with other people. Mm-hmm. So how would you say that growing up in a choir has shaped you as an artist in any way?
It has shaped me because I realized when you singing in a choir, it's not all about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, Justin, you can't always have the solo part. Or Justin, you know you can't sing loud as the other people. Justin, you can't wear red when the choir is wearing black. You know, so it was a lot I had to learn. And, you know, I think it built me into the artist I am today. You know, at the end of the day, you know, God gave me a special talent. And he can always take it away as well. So you always want to remain humble. And don't think that you're better than, you know, your other peers.
Yes. Do you still sing on it now?
Sing on choir?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't been to church. I listen, but I ain't been to church in a while. But, you know, God has been blessing me. So I told myself, my 2021, I am starting to get back in the church.
Y'all hear it right here.
I'm going back to church.
Accountability. You know, and it's nothing wrong with that. I feel like this generation, we've kind of moved away from church. And we know why. It's a lot of obvious reasons why.
It's like the older people, they judge too much. But at the end of the day, I didn't come there to be judged. I came to hear the word, do my 2 hours, and go home.
Yes. Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, church is us. Having two people, somebody come to your house, y'all having church, y'all delivering the word to each other.
Exactly.
You know, that's church. So don't ever beat yourself up about it if you ever are. But you're going to find your place. If you want to be there, you'll end up finding, you know, where you want to go.
You're right.
I just thought I'd ask because I rarely meet people who, you know, who started out and they still kind of go to that same church.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so he calling me ma'am.
It's a Southern thing. My daddy taught me, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, regardless of the ages.
Got me feeling old, yeah, but it's all good. Yeah. So, I want to know, is there anyone or anything that kind of inspired you to just decide you want to do this as a solo, not even just solo, but just professionally? Like, yeah, I really want to do this as a career and take it serious.
Yeah, as a child, I always wanted to, you know, do it professionally. I just didn't know the connections and all that. And, like, my father and my mom, they'd take me to the talent shows, but, you know, they didn't really know nothing about the music. So when I got in the boy band, that's when I know for a fact that this is something I wanted to do for my whole life. But, like I said, it didn't work out. So I took some years off, and I was like, Justin, you got nieces and nephews. You can't keep telling them all the time. You know, you got to follow your dreams no matter what. And when you ain't doing it yourself. So when they come to me, I was like, well, Uncle Justin, I want to be this when I grow. And I was like, well, you know, Uncle Justin wanted to be that as well. So just basically preaching to my nieces and nephews really just motivated me and made me want to get in and do it professionally. For real
this
time.
Yes, the children.
Yes. And I ain't no boy band now, so I ain't got nobody holding me back.
These niggas can't hold me back. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I wanted to, we was just talking about how good the single is, Yes, No.
Yes.
When I first heard it, it gave me my early 2000s R&B vibes.
Yes.
Literally, like, late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. It brought me back to that space. Like, the production was really good on that.
Thank
Who produced
you.
That?
We actually talked on this guy. It's called, his name is Beatstar. And he actually produced that for us. He did charge a little lot.
Very well
worked. Yeah, he did. He did a very great job. And me and my brother wrote it. And my guy, Corey, which he owns a studio, did the mixer, and Columbia Masters did the mastering.
I saw that y'all were working with Columbia Masters. Shout out to Urban Johnson.
Yes, Mr. Johnson, that's the GOAT, man.
I love him.
He's
a good spirit.
Yes, he's very humble. That's a good man.
Yes, I actually did that last interview with Josh Waters at his.
Yes, I definitely want to go. Josh Waters is a beast.
Okay.
That's a beast. He inspired me. I was like, I want to do all singles. He just released a single every Wednesday.
52 at the end of this year. That man is working.
That dude is working.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And I'm just so here for the R&B, the people who are actually singing about love.
Yeah.
You know, no offense, to this. I know it's a different generation. I'm all for evolution of genres. I'm not shitting on it. But I really like love music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Stuff that get me in my feelings. And even though some of it is a fantasy, but,
it's
whatever.
Okay. It's okay.
You know, we need those illusions sometimes.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is R&B is not dead.
It's not dead.
It's not dead.
It never was dead.
Exactly.
It's just y'all just not listening to the right people. Y'all got to
exactly.
work harder at finding the people. So, I wanted to talk to you about your collaboration with Connected Radio, because that Love mixtape was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, so you haven't even released that single, but you got it on there. So how did you get hooked up with them?
Connect Radio, that's a radio, like a little independent radio station in Charlotte. And I saw one day, because I'm the type of person, I don't really have no platform. I don't really know people. So if I see you posting, I'm going to come in your inbox like I did you guys. Hey, is it you have an opportunity for me or something like that? Because, I don't charge. I'm just trying to get my name out there. So I did a couple events with them. And then basically when they had that mixtape going on, they reached out to me. They're like, we would love to have you a part of it.
Yeah.
So I sent them the song and they loved it.
That's what's up. And I see, I'm not really big on AudioMac yet. It's just too many platforms to keep up with. But there is so much potential there. So I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I saw it had a good bit of plays on it,
yes.
too. So
yes.
That's dope. So I definitely can see your skills as like a writer.
Yeah.
You and your brother doing that together. Yes.
Yeah. Like
that.
A dynamic.
Oh, keep that.
Yes.
And and the mix and everything definitely sounded pretty clean.
Mm-hmm.
So keep working with those same people.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay. So tell us about your creative process, when it comes to writing and creating music.
So when it comes to writing and creating music, I always think about what do I want to talk about? And what I'm talking about, is it something I really feel or something I'm just basically playing around with?
Mm.
So when I'm basically writing, I want it to come from the heart. Because we all experienced, I'm 27 years old, I've experienced a lot. I've had a little heartbreak. I've been a little play in my life. I done did a lot of things. So I had a whole lot of stuff to write about. So basically, I would listen to a beat. I got a lot of producers from South Carolina because, I want to put South Carolina on as well.
That's
so I want to keep it home. I got some guys from South Carolina. They sent me some great beats. And then me and Miles got together, which is my brother, and we just came up with some good stuff. And I'm not the best writer, but I'm actually getting better at it. Because Miles, he could actually come in and write a song in an hour, where it takes me about 2 weeks.
And that's fine.
But he told me, he was like, Justin, don't scratch. So he's like, don't scratch yourself, just take your time and come back to it, and when you come back to it, you'll ace it. And so my little brother, he gives me some good advice.
I can relate, and I'm glad that he told you that. Don't pressure yourself. Some people come up with it fast, some people prefer to take their time. I'm gonna take the time kind of person myself, and sometimes that'd be the really good stuff, And yeah, your brother's right. So
he is.
I love
he's,
to
he's right
it.
He's right this time.
I love it. So what is the direction you're trying to go with your music, as far as what do you want the world to get from your music?
I want the world to get to my music that, first of all, I'm a guy from South Carolina, a country boy with big dreams. I have a whole lot to say. I want the world to know that, I cry just like how you cry. I dance. I celebrate just like you dance. I turn up how you turn up. I'm basically just like you, and I just want them to take my music very seriously, because I put a lot of time and effort into my craft. And Erykah Badu say, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my
Yes, I feel that. And I can definitely see the star quality. I was looking at some of your performance videos.
Thank you.
So you got a presence about
you.
So I know how has COVID been impacting your ability to perform?
Really, COVID, I haven't. I think I had tomorrow will be my second performance this year. So I was telling my mom, the opportunity's not really there no because of COVID. So I have to go and make my own opportunities, because right now I'm in a process. Got a little things planned. I'm thinking about doing a virtual concert for my music, because I was going to do I was going to have a regular showcase, but with the whole COVID, a lot of venues won't take a lot of people in there, so I'm thinking about just doing a virtual showcase.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna give you a tip real quick. Holler at my boys, Hollow Art. I'm gonna send you that link.
Okay, please.
Hollow Art is called 600 Seconds. They're doing something every week.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes. 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 At Golden. Yes. Yes. I definitely need to get with them as well.
Yeah. Hit them up. Tell them I sent you. They gonna be like, all right, Chris sent you. All right. You know, and they gonna check you out. I'm pretty sure they gonna see what I see. So
thank you.
That's a. You know, you should be able to get in with them. Because they were like one of the only platforms that's doing something weekly. Yeah. So there's so many opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I love
it. Now, Charlotte is killing it. But it's like, I can't because sometimes I have to go to work early. Because okay. Charlotte been killing it for their artists, their independent artists.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you guys for this opportunity because I didn't have to travel. I'm still in my home, so I ain't had to travel that far. Okay. So I appreciate it for this opportunity.
Have you worked with any other platforms in South Carolina?
Talking about interview-wise?
You know, doing events or interviews,
I did an event at Golden back in early January. But it was like last year. I did a performance like last December. It was, I forgot, it was some venue on Two Notch. But, I'm recently.
The Weeknd?
Not The Weeknd.
What's on Two Notch?
I forgot the name, but it was like back in, like around Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
It was like a little showcase they had.
It's
but
so
a guy
beautiful.
From Atlanta brought it to South Carolina.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So, what has been like a positive or unlikely inspiration that came from 2020 for you?
2020. Basically, you know, you never know when it's your time to go. So you really have to take life seriously. Life serious, and you definitely have to follow your dreams. Block out the negativity and just focus on you and stay on that straight and narrow because, like I said, you never know when is your last day on this earth. So basically live your life like it's your last.
Okay.
And if you got dreams, you better go for it.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Yes. So, so we're going to get into this phase where I call the Fade Five. It's just five random questions.
Okay.
You know, so Fade Five. What was your favorite radio station growing up?
My favorite radio station growing up?
Mm-hmm.
103.9.
Okay.
Yeah. Used to be every morning after, because my mom used to work late, so my aunt had to bring us back home for school. She had that radio playing in the morning time. We used to be jamming on our way to school.
Okay. Yes. Always been a fan. What is your fave thing to do on a date?
Favorite thing to do on a date?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
We're not giving away the game here, are we?
No.
Yeah.
Favorite thing to do on the date, I just like to get dressed. Because, you know, I'm a dressy guy, so I have to make
sure I look
good. I
see that.
So, that's my favorite thing to do on the date. Get my hair cut, make sure the outfit's straight. Because y'all know what happens after that. So, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah, I was hoping that you wouldn't go shallow and be like, you know what I like.
No, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, pay the bill. That's what I like to do. Hey, I like to know, got that black card, no spinning. What does it say? No spinning. No spinning limit. No limit.
Oh, you like to flex. Flexing. All right, cool. So give me five of your favorite R&B artists or songs, whichever.
Cool. I'm gonna do the artists. Let's see, male or female?
Whatever. Yeah.
All right. So my number five. Let's see here. It's hard, man, but Tank.
Yeah.
That's the GOAT. Usher. Y'all know how I feel about Usher.
Yeah.
That's my music father right there.
Oh.
Can't forget about Michael Jackson. I got two more. I got to take it back because without this group, it wouldn't be no Tank. There would be no Usher. There would be no Michael Jackson. The Temptations.
Okay, yeah.
And I can't forget about Queen Bee because I love Beyonce.
Yes.
So yeah, that was my top five.
Okay. Cool. Yes. So, what is your favorite thing to do when you're not working on music?
I like to I'm going to be honest, I haven't really watched TV because I've been watching Netflix a lot on my phone. So I just like to chill in my bed, eat food, and watch Netflix. You know, just chill.
That's what's up. And what was one of your favorite cartoons growing up?
Rugrats.
Did you have like a favorite Rugrat?
Tommy.
Tommy.
Yeah, me and my brother, we used to be Tommy and Dylan.
Okay, cool. I love asking those questions. They're just, you know, random. So, what would be one of the things you feel like, what would make you feel like you've made it?
Buy my mama a house.
Oh, okay.
Because the reason I say that, and I hope you guys watching, because some of you know the story. My 12th grade year, I was asked to sing at my school on senior award night. I did beautiful. Got done. Looked at my mom in the crowd. She was standing up happy. I said, in 5 years, I'm going to get you that mansion, girl. And everybody was so shocked. The principal was so mad. His face was red. I was scared because I thought he was not going to let me walk. Mm-hmm. So I gave him 2 days. I went to go talk to him. He said, no, you're going to walk. You're just not singing at graduation now. I said, okay, that's fine. As long as I walk at graduation. Because, you know, I'm trying to sing at Super Bowl anyway. Yeah, one thing, if I ever get my mom a house and could retire my mom, I could retire after that. That's just my number one goal.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. Yes. So, since you brought up your mom, what has your mom's role been, like, in your current state of being an artist?
She means everything to me. Like, she's one of my biggest cheerleaders, her and my daddy. But my mom recently got diagnosed with lupus last year while I was working on my music, so it was really tough on us financially because I had to take up a lot of slack until, you know, she got everything situated on her end. But she plays a major part in my music. Like, when I record, I have like a poster board with people that inspired me, and I have like Usher, Michael, and Beyonce on there, but I also got my mom on there. She's like the biggest pitch on that thing because I sit saying from the heart because I'm just doing this for her, just to make sure she's good and taken care of. Don't get me teary eyed.
Oh,
I'm a mama's boy.
I love when men actually admit that they're mama's boy. There's nothing wrong with being a mama's boy.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you have control over your life.
Yeah.
We don't get into that.
No, I get what you're saying.
Because we know. We got those extreme cases.
No,
we ain't trying to take that titty out of their mouth.
No, we ain't no Jody over here now. We ain't Jody. And we ain't Jody.
Yo, I love your energy. I can talk to you forever. Oh my gosh. And we are coming. Yeah, we're about to wrap things up. So is there anything else you want to say in closing? The floor is yours.
Yes, I want to say this to all my upcoming artists. This is some just word of advice that was given to me by someone that really means a lot to me. Keep in mind, we are upcoming artists. Nobody is waiting on our music. So that's the time for us to actually build our portfolio, make sure everything is sounding good, make sure your productions is right. Don't rush it. Take your time, because when you actually release it and it's a good body of work, then the people going to be saying, well, when you dropping this or when you dropping that? Because now you done build a great fan base. So just keep in mind, nobody is waiting on our music. So that's your time to actually take your time and do what you have to do to make sure that you build that great fan base.
Yeah.
And another thing, my single Yes or No, dropping midnight, make sure it's available on all platforms. Make sure you get that.
Yes. And I can vouch, it's a really good single. Y'all followed him on Instagram already. Y'all would have already known it was on Audiomack. But the availability of it all is going to be, you know, it's going to be available tonight. So y'all make sure y'all check it out and stay tuned. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Peace, love, and good health.
Good health and stay corona-free. Put on the masses.
Wear your mask, all right? We don't have someone now in a small space. We're going to wrap this up. Amen. But all right, peace. That was good. It ain't nothing like your love, baby.
It ain't nothing like your love, baby. Every touch is like a drug, baby. You want that work, then I'm your you might not get enough, baby.
No.
Look into my eyes and you see love, baby. All I think about is us, baby. Every kiss give me a rush, baby.
Damn.
It's like you got me stuck, baby.